Weather Center. Partly cloudy today, 20% chance for precipitation, 76. Mostly cloudy tonight, 30% chance and 55. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 30% chance of rain and 75. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
That the Constitution's the best document in political history?
Greatest political document ever.
There you go.
Thank you.
I want to know, how is it possible to believe that when it's based on racist principles? They describe indigenous peoples as merciless Indian savages. They don't describe African Americans as full people, and they don't even recognize other people of color and other minorities that we see today. So I just want to know how you think it's possible to believe that's such a great document.
Thank you for the question. Where does it say that in the document? No, keep her. Where does it say that in the document?
I'm sorry, what?
Where does it say what you said in the actual document?
I'm not entirely sure.
It doesn't.
No.
Don't you love that one?
Yeah.
I love it when she talks about it like this with like a question mark. Mm-hmm. Savages? Didn't it say that? Oh my gosh, that was the best. Charlie Kirk answering that. it doesn't say it. Oh gosh.
But
I don't think they've read it. That's what the deal is.
But somebody told me it said it.
I think it says it, because I'm asking everything in a question mark, right? That displays confidence. Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Happy to be here on it's Tuesday, right? And on a Tuesday, the days are wonky when you do radio. You should see Milty's face right now. It is. It's wonky, isn't it?
That's what I usually say.
Let me put it this way. When you go home at night, does your wife ask what you talked about on the air?
Every day.
Okay. And then what do you say?
I say, how the hell should I remember that?
Exactly. That's exactly my answer. I don't even remember after 3 hours.
If you
want
to know what I talk about, listen to the show.
Oh, man. Is that not the truth? Gosh. And I know, you know, it's funny. If I asked all of you, you know, what did we talk about a month ago? What was in the headlines? What was the theme? There's usually a theme. Mm-hmm. There's usually something that just keeps rearing its ugly head.
Yep.
And I'll bet you most people couldn't tell you. I'll just bet you.
There's too much.
Yeah, there's way too much. Oh, gosh. Do you long for the days of the nightly newscast when it was 30 minutes and that was it? that was the only stories. And it is just what you heard. You know, you had to get up and change the dial.
Yeah.
Do you remember those days?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I was the one that had to change the dial. I was the baby of the family. So I was the one that was cursed with having to get up and change it. You know, otherwise, I'd have my siblings on me.
You know, the representative, mm-hmm. Rob Bishop, mm-hmm. has come up with a solution.
What's that?
Talk about the Intercontinental Railroad.
That's important stuff. You know why this cracked me up? You know, Rob Bishop's he's a really nice guy. This cracked me up because I thought about this. If I had time to get everyone's attention in Congress right now with the things that are going on and all the headlines that we have, mm-hmm. would I talk about, say, the invention of the telephone, or would I talk about something more current? And, you know, bless his heart, I get that this is like, what, Transcontinental Railroad Day, or it's the birthday.
It's the 150th anniversary.
It's the 150th anniversary. But every single day is the anniversary of something.
That's right.
And so in my mind, in my estimation, if you have a legislature that is likened to kindergarten right now in the press, I mean, they're having a field day with it, and you can't quite come up with anything except, you know, you want to impeach Trump, and you would like to have socialism, and you would like to have bigger, badder government, even though it's totally corrupt. I mean, I could imagine a lot of topics. I don't think I would waste my time on the 150th anniversary of the Transcontinental Railroad. As nice as that sounds and as great as that is, I don't know, it cracked me up when I read this.
Well, if I was going to talk about the Transcontinental Railroad, I would include a segment about buffalo hunting from the train, because that was a big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it now?
It was, yeah. They used to buffalo hunt from the train.
Well, you know, there's that. And so there's always going to be anniversaries of everything. And there's anniversaries for Donut Day. There's anniversaries for the Telegraph. There's anniversaries for all kinds of stuff. I just don't know why you're sitting in front of a lot of Congress people that are actually listening to you. I'm just not quite sure why you'd go there, but maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe it's like the greatest topic ever. I mean, I thought they had bigger fish to fry, but and I like Rob, but it's just, great. We'll walk down memory lane.
It does help getting the innovators and inventors moving.
Yeah, that's not
again.
A bad thing. Dissing that.
No, they could even maybe invent like transatlantic flights.
You mean those would be on the horizon? I can't even imagine a world in flight. So I always wonder what they're going to come up with next. And it's nice to go through history and stuff. But maybe I just think it maybe belongs somewhere else. I'm pretty sure the other Congress people are pretty up on Transcontinental Railroad. But if they're not, they need to go get schooled. But I just thought it was kind of a waste of time, given the circumstances. Now, if everything was hunky-dory and we were abiding by the Constitution and everything was really great, then I'd probably waste an afternoon on the 150 or 100 and 200 anniversary of something. But not when we have big fish to fry like this. Yeah. We have so much going on. Today we're going to talk about the deep state. I do want to talk about something Kissinger said back in 75 that I thought was kind of telling. And I this was actually documented. The documents came out via Assange, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so I do want to talk about that. And also some words from that guy running for president that hit the cover of Time. He and his partner. He said, America's not great. And I want to talk about that statement, because what he's talking about and what we talk about daily are two very different things. And so I do want to talk about that further on in the show, probably in the first hour, because it's important. You're going to be hearing that a lot. You're going to be hearing that a lot from the candidates, not Trump, but others. But you have to know what they're talking about, too. And anyway, we have in the month of May, we also have a couple of kind of cool things coming on the show that are kind of different. We're going to be talking with a grilling expert in the country. This is the guy, and he wants to come on the show and talk about how to actually help your grilling, like grilling food. Like, he wants to talk about this.
Oh, I thought you were talking about grilling politicians.
That too. Does it have a 150th anniversary? We'll talk about that. And then also Aloha Cowboys, the Aloha Cowboys. And you think Hawaii, you don't think cowboys. But we have a guest coming on that's going to be talking about this that is such an intriguing story. And that's on the last Friday in May. So I just wanted to let you know on that coming up. There's lots of really cool people coming on the show this month. Where do we start? Anyway, it's great that we had a railroad, and it's great. And my grandfather was on the railroad, and my dad got a railroad scholarship to college. And I mean, I have a long history in my family with railroads. I'm not dissing the railroad.
No. Judy's grandfather was an engineer on the Great Northern Railroad.
There you go. It supplied a lot of jobs.
I still have his little pocket gun.
Do you really?
Yeah, little 22 Derringer that he kept in his watch pocket.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. I think everyone's been affected in some way by somebody in their family having a job doing that. So I also wanted to mention this, too, while we're talking about politicians. So Congressman Stewart said that he's getting pressure from the Utah Republicans to run for the congressional seat. Who's he getting pressure from? You mean the establishment?
To run for the congressional seat.
Yeah, I mean, vacated by the retirement of Rob Bishop because of his background in the Air Force. And so it would be beneficial to Hill Air Force Base. He said he's not giving up his current seat in the 2nd District, though, in this district.
Can you be in both?
Nope. So it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens here. And so, yeah, he said he can still help Hill Air Force Base, even though he's not representing the district.
I have to tell you, I can't think of anything more important for a representative from the state of Utah than to help Hill Air Force Base.
I didn't know it needed help. Does it need help?
I don't think there's much you can do. Either the Air Force is going to have it or not.
Exactly. I'm not quite sure because he has an Air Force background, I guess. I didn't even know they needed help, so it's news to me. Anyway, he is shooting down that rumor, by the way. I sure hope. I know that Mary Burkett is running, and I think she'd be a great candidate for the 2nd District. He's going for his 5th term, and I think we've seen enough. There's too many liberal votes there. Otherwise, I would have supported him. But his record is not good. It's in the 60s, and he doesn't vote Constitution. So there's that. And I think there was some, chatter on the ground about it.
Is he a millionaire yet?
Two.
Maybe we could give him one more term if he's not a millionaire yet.
They must have some really good investing. Like, they must have their own investing firm on the Hill. Uh-huh. I'm going to guess. Because they all come out with way more money than their actual paycheck. Yeah.
It's an outfit in Washington called Griff and Graff Associates.
Griff and Graff.
Griff and Graff Associates.
Well, they have their own credit union. Everybody knows that. And they have a lot more money than the biggest credit union, which is the Army or Navy credit union. Sorry. And so anyway, I don't know any. I don't think I've ever actually met any that didn't come out pretty darn good. They must get tips on things. Do you think?
Maybe. But insider trading is illegal. They wouldn't do that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, no. But it's just kind of odd, you know. It's kind of odd. I mean, my gosh, Obama came out gazillionaire. My gosh, how did he do it?
He wrote a book.
You too
could write a book.
It's all those book proceeds.
Yeah, this is America. Yeah. We can all write a book.
You know, I've met authors, and what's funny about that is they're not all gazillionaires.
No,
I wonder how.
Not.
I know. Jeez. Wonder how that works.
But depends on how much your books sell for.
It's true. Hi, caller, you got 30 seconds. Sorry to do that to you.
Yeah, this has been a big deal about in Utah since I moved here, was this Protect Hill Air Force Base for the next round of base closures.
Okay.
And it's like we don't want to see any federal increases, but we love to get the money back in our pork barrel. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, thank you. Amen. See, now we can just go to break on that. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't think all of you get it. It's surprising.
It's like gambling in Las Vegas.
Oh.
You play so they get their 10% cut, and then you get your money back.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Think your house can win the fight? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. Firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
What is he, like 100 now? He's got to be up there.
162.
He's got to be up there. My gosh. He hasn't changed much in the last 50 years.
No, I saw him in a movie with Cole Younger, so I know he's up there.
Yeah, he's got to be. My gosh. All right. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Get over to Dr. Diet. They're really helping people reverse the condition of obesity. Do you remember when we used to have dessert like a couple of times a week? And that was
I still do.
You're the wrong person to talk to. Anyway, all of you, do you guys know when you had dessert twice a week? Yeah, those days. I remember when going to like fast food was like a huge treat, maybe once a month or something like that. And now it's daily. It's daily. We keep treats in our house. It's terrible, and I'm trying not to. And really and truly, we're at the heart of an obesity issue here. And Dr. Diet is helping to remedy that. They can help you understand what your pH level is, what your hydration level is, what your fat content is in your body. Mm-hmm. Are you one-third fat? Are you one-fourth fat? It's so easy to figure this out and go over to Dr. Diet. I went. I loved them, and I still do. They're awesome. And they also are doing a class on fermenting for health on May 10th. Fermenting for health. Go to Dr. Diet Wellness Center on the Boulevard, and you can get more on that class. But fermenting for health, you might want to check that out because I think that's kind of a cool class. Anyway, that's on the 10th, May 10th, over at Dr. Diet. But call, give them a call, 628-DIET. That's 628-3438. 628-DIET. And go drop 30, 40, 50 pounds. You're going to feel so much better. You're going to have a little spring in your step, and I'm telling you, it changes everything, changes your outlook, everything. When you're feeling overweight, that is not fun. And get the coaching, because when they hold you accountable, it's so surprising what you'll do week to week. Totally different circumstances than what you're trying to do right now on your own that I know isn't working. They also have a Mother's Day special, too. This is a great way to get somebody in and help redefine their health and help them feel better. Dr. Diet, I love those guys.
You know what that reminded me of?
What's up?
Old Mother Hubbard.
Old Mother Hubbard.
Do you remember
that
poem?
Yeah, yeah.
Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her poor dog a bone, but when she got there, the cupboard was bare, and so the poor dog had none. It goes on
that.
Quite a while.
Please don't. Please, thank you. Wow, I'm into poetry, but I'm not quite sure
We had to learn that in kindergarten.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
And you still remember it?
Yep.
That's a blessing. All right. Well, you can call up 888-673-1450. By the way, 57% of Democrats feel that Trump is guilty of treason, although they can't define any crime. You know, I can define crimes on past presidents and legislators forwards and backwards, man. I even the AG, even Eric Holder, man, I've got a list so high of actual treasonous crimes that it's kind of interesting. That 57%. All that says to me is that the media has done their job. Not everything he does I agree with, but the media sure has done their job in espousing the word treason and having everybody believe it.
I actually answered that poll.
Yeah.
I got that poll question. And the question was, first, the question had a picture attached to it of Putin whispering into Trump's ear. And then it said, do you think the president is treasonous?
It's all in how they ask the question.
Exactly.
All in how they ask the question. They can't define any crime other than his personality, which I actually kind of like, by the way. I don't mind it at all. Not that I like it. He's kind of a cad, but I actually think he handles things pretty well.
He doesn't seem to have a treasonous type personality.
No, it's more about you might disagree with, and that's probably what I was getting to and should have finished the sentence. I disagree with some of the things he's done. I disagree with the North American Union. I disagree with a lot of things that we've talked about on the show. But treason? That's a whole nother level. No, treason is when you sell your tech secrets to China for cash. Clinton's, and treason's when you send over cash to different countries on a plane, unmarked. that would be treason. Treason is gun running over the border. You know, that's treason, Eric Holder.
Only if you do it fast and furiously.
Yeah, especially fast. Yeah, that's that. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to mention, too, the Ellen Show gave $10,000 to the valedictorian from BYU.
Well, isn't that great?
Yep, that did his coming out party at the BYU valedictorian speech, which I did not agree with the hijacking of that speech for a coming out party. And Ellen gave him $10,000. Why did she give him $10,000? For what?
To help him pay off his student loan.
Wow.
Oh, wait, he didn't have a student loan. He got a free education by signing the honor code.
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, Ellen gave him $10,000, and he was on her show talking about that. And so I guess I wouldn't expect much different from Ellen. I mean, Ellen is Ellen, and it's Ellen politics.
It wasn't that long ago she came out.
Yeah.
As a homosexual.
Yeah, she came out in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's that, and I just wanted to mention that. Also, we're being urged to fill out the census. Are you going to fill out the census?
I always fill out the census.
Do you? What do you put?
I put two.
do you put two?
Two, yeah. Two people live here. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all that's required.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is none of their business.
Okay. Are you going to fill out the census? 888-673-1450. We're being urged to. That, why does that make me not want to? We're being urged to by the head of the U.S. Census Bureau who came here and is urging Utahns to fill out the once-a-decade survey next year amid all the concerns for security because it's an online questionnaire, right? Mm-hmm. Still wants us to do it. Why do you think this matters so much anymore? Because I honestly think that... I'm not even quite sure why this matters. Everybody is so tracked. Everybody is so spied on at this point. They have their data and more. Why the census? Why do you think?
Well, the census itself is required mm-hmm. by the Constitution.
Yeah.
But all the questions mm-hmm. they ask are not required. Do you remember the last census?
Yeah.
You get this envelope, and it says, according to Title 13 mm-hmm. of the U.S. Code, you can be fined up to $100 for refusing to fill out a census form and $500 for knowingly answering questions falsely.
Is that like ripping the tag off your mattress?
Exactly.
Or is that,
okay. Exactly. Cause, but just to be safe, I sent him a check for $100.
Just to clear yourself?
Yeah, and I never heard from him, so that must take care of it.
Well, can't we just give them our cell phone number and call it a day?
Probably.
I mean, they've got all the data.
I think really all you have to do is answer 2, 5, 7, however many live there.
Okay, and that's about it.
That's it.
Well, in this day and age, I'm not quite sure it's that necessary anymore. Maybe we ought to switch gears. I mean, honestly, I don't know that it matters. And really, the only thing they should be asking is how many citizens are here, and they're having a tough time with that one, right? Well, there's a lot of people out there having a tough time with that question.
Yeah.
How dare we ask how many citizens are within the borders of our own country? Pretty amazing. We're going to be talking about that, too, on the national show, Renting Kids. It's their newest. I know. Renting Kids.
That sounds interesting.
It's so sad. So pathetic. Oh, gosh. I also wanted you to know the public meetings in the Southern Utah or around Southern Utah right now to discuss the scheduled end of the Downwinder Compensation Program. Boy, this was so sickening. The program was set up to financially compensate people who lived during the nuclear weapons testing in the Nevada desert just south in the 1950s and 60s. And so the hospital announced that the hospital's exposure screening and education program will be holding public information meetings to discuss the scheduled end of the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. This is really sad. I've known a couple of people that have passed away from this. It's just... You know, this has gone on a lot in our country,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of testing and a lot of this type of testing. We just barely did a story. Was it over Detroit? It was over that area, somewhere in that that area. And they did testing probably 45 years ago, 50 years ago. And they never really took accountability for that. You never see anybody take accountability. I don't know how many of you have been affected by this. I'm sure many of you long-timers have been that have been here for quite a while. And that fallout, how long are we affected by that? They don't know. I mean, honestly.
Well, they don't know, but if you've lived to be 90, mm-hmm. it probably didn't affect you too much.
Well, yeah, except that. I mean... I don't know. It just seems like that would last for a pretty long time.
Well, it does. And there are people who claim that mm-hmm. there still is quite a bit of radioactive material in the soil and mm-hmm. the atmosphere.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like around. It lingers.
Yeah.
60,000 people exposed to radioactive fallout. You know, we're about to do this with 5G. We're about to take this on. Bangladesh, by the way, their high court put a directive to cut cell phone tower radiation. They were recognizing how high the radiation was, and they decided to cut it. I find it kind of interesting that we don't take any steps. We're just welcoming. We're just like, oh, yeah, bring on that extra speed because the speed of light isn't fast enough for me to access my phone. I'd actually like it to be faster, and we don't realize what we're getting ourselves into.
And I don't think I've ever once thought to myself, I wish my phone was faster.
I know, me neither.
Not
I think
one
it's pretty
time.
Darn fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And there are so many people that are, well, we're kind of taught to welcome it and not care about the dangers of it. But the upping of the ante, that huge push that brings us to 5G, oh my gosh.
I'm sure the government's going to protect us from anything dangerous.
Sure.
I'm positive of it.
Yeah. Can you even believe this? I mean, here we're talking about downwinders and all of the death and all mm-hmm. of the people that have been exposed.
Cancers
and lives altered and changed and robbed. And now we're bringing on something that I know is going to have huge, huge health effects on us. And we're not doing anything. That should worry us. I mean, if you knew that that radiation was going to happen, if you knew that that was, a lot of people didn't know, right?
No.
Back in the day, and they weren't warned and they weren't told, but or warned but not told about dangers. But there are enough people out there now, and I'll have a guest very soon this month on a Friday talking about 5G so we can more clearly understand it. I don't want to be all about hype with it, but I also recognize that there are some dangers here that the FDA has actually come out and said, oh my gosh, you don't realize what's coming. Our own federal agencies are speaking out about it, but no one wants to listen. They just want to say, isn't it amazing? And so we'll be doing that show soon, very, very soon, because it's now here. It's starting to be implemented all over the country, and other countries are wising up to it. But for some reason, we're not. So, and it's going to affect everybody, mm-hmm. everybody. And so are there things that you can do to your home? I've actually read about these things. I'd like to talk about those things on the air. Very simple things that you'll find kind of simple and kind of strange, but might work to kind of ward off some of that. But I don't know if they'll actually work. Who knows? You just kind of have to listen to the people that have studied this mm-hmm. far and wide. And we will. We'll talk to those experts. But it's just so sad. And so if you're a downwinder, I'm just so sorry. And I'm sorry that that's coming to an end. And I'm sorry that you've been affected by it. It's just horrifying what they did. And with no warning that I know of.
No, and they knew
yeah.
that the fallout was
yeah.
bad.
I'll take your calls right after the break. Phones are lighting up, but I will take your calls. Call back. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Flooring Connections.
Help.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home.
Still love that song.
Country roads.
I really do. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. And, of course, you can call up 888-673-1450. Make sure you get over to Auto Body Central. Here's a question. Can they actually fix hail? You know, hail can make a pretty big indent on a car.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
They can. They can fix just about anything. And you've got to get over there. If you have some work on your car that you've been putting off, it'll probably be faster than you think, more simple than you think, and actually done for the lowest price you can get it done for. They are so fantastic. And they're honest, they're family-oriented, and they are perfectionists at their work, which is exactly what you want in an auto body company. So Auto Body Central, just think ABC. And when you get in an accident, you can choose your provider, choose them. I've used them, and I thought they did tremendous work, and they were so nice and easy to work with. They're right up front. They'll tell you whether they can do something or not, and just how much time it'll take them, and they'll get you right back in your car looking beautiful. You and the car, yes. You're going to look more beautiful, too. But they can fix anything cosmetic, and sometimes they can fix things that are kind of out of the box. So if you have something going on in your car, make sure you call them first. That would be definitely my first phone call, 817-0949. 817-0949. Give Rob a call and ask him. But they are just fantastic, and they've got such rave reviews. People really like them, and there's a reason. It's because word of mouth. I mean, people just are always sharing their name, and I share their name with friends, so that's why I'm sharing it with all of you, too. The Downwinders program, we were just kind of talking about it over the break. My gosh. You know, it really is. It's really horrifying what happened, and it's horrifying that they can get away with doing these types of things too, because they've done these things, and they've done many of these things. Actually, there's lots of experimentation going on, and we don't really realize. I don't think we realize. I have a guest coming on soon, talking about Assange and all the chemicals he's being given right now, and it's. Wow. It is really hard for me that the American public isn't more angry about what they're able to do behind closed doors. And it goes for testing, and it goes for using chemicals on what they're calling prisoners. You know, it's sick. It's really sick. I had a guest on. Do you remember this, where the government wanted to do a chemical lobotomy on her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she got a judge on his last day on the bench to actually refuse it. She was that close to having it done. And she was a whistleblower for 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sad.
Well, the thing is that all they look at, they know they're doing these things. And the only thing they look at is when we get caught, how much is it going to cost us?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
Yep. They had in the 40s, you remember the malaria, the penitentiary? They did it at the penitentiary, mm-hmm. malaria study. 400 prisoners illegally infected with malaria just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. That's,
Tuskegee Airmen.
Yes, Tuskegee, yes. Wasn't that syphilis?
Yep.
And then the Navy-sponsored beef blood transfusions, the plutonium testing. That was done in the 40s, too. It was busy. We were pretty busy with the Manhattan Project at the time. Plutonium, mustard gas experiments, Operation Paperclip, of course. We talked about that on the show. And that was the U.S. race against the Soviet Union to attain as many Nazi scientists as possible, you know, before an impending war. Just all kinds of things that have happened. That Operation Sea Spray, that was in the 50s. The U.S. Army was involved in a secretive experiment to test the possibility of biological warfare near the West Coast. And how often do you think these things are going on now that we're not told about? What do you think?
I think a lot more than we think.
Then. Yeah, I think that if we go back into the 50s and 60s and 40s and see how much was going on then, do you really think they've stopped? I don't think so.
No.
No.
I think they look at it like there's so many people in the world, we can afford to lose a few million.
Yeah,
here and
I think
there.
So, I think so, too. I really do. This was so sad, and I wanted to mention this today before the end of the broadcast. A girl with autism, hat tip, Troy, a girl with autism received a note in class, and the note was so foul and vile and just awful, and the note just basically told her that she was ugly and that she should go and she doesn't have a purpose to be here. And it was so sad to me that a kid would write that letter, that a kid would actually write that letter to another kid. And so you have to wonder what's going on in these kids' heads that they would do this. And this mom got this about her daughter, Ella, and she was struggling. And I would, too, with a letter like that, because this daughter of hers has struggled with a myriad of things, and especially with autism and ADHD. And so this kid just wrote this note to her: "You're ugly and you don't have a purpose and you shouldn't even be here." What are we going to do to get our kids to, the youth, to realize the impact something like that has on another youth? I don't want a million, I don't think they need a million courses in bullying, but there's something very mean here, spirited, obviously, about this particular letter. And I have to wonder about the kid that wrote it.
When I wonder what's wrong with the parents, because I know that if one of my children had been that way, mm-hmm. I would have recognized that in them.
Yeah, the mean streak.
They're not just like that when they're away from home. Mm-hmm. You can see them picking on the cat or the dog or all kinds of little signals that there's something going on here.
Right.
They have no empathy.
Mm.
People that can do that have no empathy, that's a problem.
That is a problem. And how do you pick up on that? What are some of the signs? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you remember when Janet Reno was in?
Uh-huh.
I think she was in there under Clinton.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Do you remember her talking about all the tests that were being done out at Doug White?
I don't.
On the people in Salt Lake, they said that they had committed over 500 tests on us.
Wow. Wow. Did they say what?
I remember that.
At the time?
The Salt Lake Tribune ran an article on it.
Wow. Wow. I'll have to look it up. I didn't know. And my gosh, I wonder if they went into a lot of detail. I'm going to guess no.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, there was a book written.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, I remember it was on the front page of the Salt Lake Tribune.
Yeah, okay. I'll definitely look that up. Thanks for that tidbit. Appreciate it.
Biological and chemical warfare testing out of Dugway.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Isn't it? Do you think it's odd that we're never told before? We're only told after, usually?
Well, if it told and you before, you might not go along with it.
Exactly. My point. Exactly. My point. This is, who knows? Who knows what they're doing?
But, here's going to sound odd, but if they said ahead of time, hey, we want to do some testing mm-hmm. on a chemical weapon that we're developing.
Right.
And we need, 25,000 volunteers to get different levels of exposure mm-hmm. to this so we know what's going on. And you will be paid accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
They would get the 25,000 volunteers.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to do it secretly.
Right, to dupe people. The Willowbrook experiments. You remember that? That was from 56 to 1970. Kids were taken from the Willowbrook State School, which is located in New York. They were mentally handicapped. And a series of tests involving injecting the children with experimental drugs was meant to cure hepatitis. But the children were unable to provide consent, of course, and they would often die from the treatments. And then no one cared because they were in a home.
Yeah, they'd already been deserted.
It's really sad. I work with special needs every week, and I can't even fathom that. It's just amazing to me that there are people out there that would condone this. I was watching a special about the triplets that were separated at birth. And I watched this quite a while ago. I talked about it on the air a little bit. And they used it as an experiment. So they went in every week, and they watched these kids grow up. The boys eventually met each other when they were around 18. They found each other because everybody would say, oh, you look like so-and-so. Mm-hmm. They had stayed in the same state or whatever. Anyway, there's a Netflix documentary on this. And it was amazing when they asked, what intrigued me the most about this case is when they asked the people that were doing the monitoring, why'd you go along with us? You knew that they had two other siblings, and yet you didn't say a word, and you kept that secret. Why? And they just basically came up with this, I was told to do it, and that it was in their best interest. And you know what's amazing about that is don't people ever question, well, what's in their best interest? It's kind of like these experiments. People had to carry those out.
Yep.
So what is the person dropping something in the air say to somebody about this? I'm just doing what I'm told because they told me that it was going to be good for mankind. That it would help in some way. yet we're not bright. Those people aren't bright enough to ask further questions on that, to say, what exactly am I doing? Or if they are, they've got to be able to zero in on some pretty nefarious people to be able to conduct these things for a long period of time without saying anything. But that question is really posted for all of us. Are you ever going to be in a situation where somebody tells you to conduct something or do something that you and your gut know could be wrong, and that you just say, well, I was told it would be okay?
I think people that are willing to do that have two attributes.
Mm-hmm.
One is that they don't believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is that they have no empathy.
Yeah, kind of like this kid that wrote the letter.
No,
it's like removed
empathy
from them or something. You have to have zero empathy to write a letter to somebody you know struggles with something, to tell them such awful things about themselves. Because I know that doesn't make somebody feel good. You can't walk away from that and feel okay unless you're a total psychopath. But being a psychopath is such, it's actually rare, isn't it? It's pretty rare.
It's fairly rare, yeah.
Uh-huh. But what I've noticed is when I'm watching these shows about experiments or about what happened with the triplets, because I've watched the shows on experiments too, everyone involved told themselves the lie. And that was, I'm doing something that'll end up okay. It doesn't seem okay now, but it will end up okay. Our politicians do it. I want to do what I'm doing now because when I get in power, then I'm going to make good decisions. Why do we lie to ourselves? And why do we continue to do it after all that's been said and done, even about the experiments, even about bullying, even about all of these things we're talking about? You don't think that at some point people have to kind of have that come to Jesus moment where they go, oh my gosh, what am I doing now? What am I doing in this moment now? It was disturbing to watch what you think were people, especially in this documentary about separating the three kids and putting them under different styles of parenting to see how it would work. And really kind of ruining their lives because of this. I mean, it was really traumatic at the end. But and one even committed suicide over it. And I think to myself that this is very, it's so disturbing that we would believe that kind of lie when we know things have been done in our history, when we know stuff has been going on. And it takes people to do it. That's why we had that one show on. Everybody has to take part in it. You have to take part in it, not everybody, but those taking part in it against your fellow man. At some point, there's a reckoning. At some point, you have to stop lying to yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's disturbing that we would do that. It's disturbing that anybody would have carried out any of these things on any of these people. And knowingly, like the kids that were mentally handicapped, oh my gosh, what kind of monster do you have to be to do that?
I read something once, though, that those people show up fairly early in life.
Yeah?
In that, especially with pets.
Yeah, you're right. They torture things like that.
Pets.
For thrills. Yeah.
Because they don't, and there is some speculation that early on it's because they're trying to learn empathy.
Right.
But they don't.
Yeah.
And they just get worse and worse.
Yeah. It's really quite sad. Someday we'll have to talk about the measles vaccine experiment from 1990 to 91. Ooh, that's a juicy one. We'll talk about that at some point. But you're right. You're right. It is. I think that's the thing that we need to talk to our kids and grandkids about is that when asked to do something, I mean, are you going to ask more questions about what you're asked to do when it involves somebody else's life? Are you gonna take that extra step? And also talk to our kids about the impression they leave with others for their whole life. And that bullying note, that was so disturbing to me, that a kid would actually do that. Can you imagine being the parent of that kid? Man, the kid that wrote the letter? Jeez Louise.
That child's a problem, Charlie. I guarantee it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.